Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2013, and as part of our Pagan Spirit Gathering programming for June of 2020, Selena led a guided inner journey into the pagan town that is created every year at the Pagan Spirit Gathering.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we take an imaginative journey into Pagan Town. What is Pagan Town? It is a pagan village collectively created every year by the Pagan Spirit Gathering community. I invite you to join with me on this guided meditative journey. Whether you plan to come to the Pagan Spirit Gathering this year or not, it is my hope that this journey will be an opportunity for you to experience life within a pagan town, to explore its facets of life, and to experience what it might be like for you to dwell in a town created, maintained, evolved by pagans of many paths and many places. Let us begin our journey with an honoring of the sacred. We call to the powers of the north, the east, the south, the west, that which is above, that which is beneath, that which is in center, that which is within, that which is around. Divine forces of the sacred directions, be with us, be in us, guide us as we journey tonight, individually and together. We call to the pagan spirit of the past, the pagan spirit of the future, the pagan spirit of the eternal now. Pagan spirit, you connect us with the sacred dimensions of nature. Pagan spirit, you connect us with folk wisdom of our ancestors. Pagan spirit, you connect us with the world that is planet Earth and beyond. Pagan spirit, we celebrate you, we honor you, we connect with you. Journey with us as we journey into Pagan Town. Imagine yourself, you are in a vehicle coming down a roadway headed to a land, to a place that's beyond time and beyond space. You are headed to Pagan Town. As you journey forth, you connect with the pagan spirit that is within you. You connect with the divine that is nature, that is timeless, that is eternal. You connect with the quest for spiritual growth, spiritual enlightenment, spiritual understanding, spiritual community, spiritual harmony. Imagine yourself moving in a vehicle that's headed to the threshold of this magical pagan space. What do you hope to have happen in your journey into Pagan Town? What do you bring with you that you can share with others in Pagan Town? What wisdom, what healing, what discovery do you seek in your journey to Pagan Town? Reflect on these things in the next few moments as you continue to imagine, to experience yourself moving down roadways from your home area through the mist of time and space, moving closer and closer to the gateway, to the threshold, to the entrance to Pagan Town. As you arrive, you see that others are before you. You see a gateway, a magical portal. It is glowing with light. And you see a great bell that is next to this gateway. You see gatekeepers with smiling faces. As you come to the portal, the bell is rung and the words are sung. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. And you move through the portal, you move through the gate, and if you look around, you see a village, a town taking shape. You move down the roadway, the vehicle parks in a place, and now you come forth, and you are here to experience the Pagan Town, to experience the experiences that are part of life in this place. And you are here to connect with teachers and musicians, with vendors, with priests and priestesses, with magicians, with wizards, with witches, druids, heathens, and those of many pagan paths. As you stand before the town, having just entered, you see multiple pathways. You see encampments. You see shops along a great circle, vendors of magical wares. You see people in long, flowing ritual garments. You see people dressed as if they were in a shopping mall. You see people who are smiling, people who are curious. You see young people, old people, new people. You see a community in action. You've arrived at Pagan Town. You've arrived at a place that has been created in the imaginations and in the manifestations of pagans from many different traditions, from many different walks of life, from many different places across the United States of America and several other countries. You have arrived at a place that exists for 8 days every year, summer solstice week, Sunday to Sunday, but also exist on the astral plane and exist in the collective imagination of all of those who have come to visit, to live in, to experience Pagan Town. As you make your way down one of the roadways, you encounter someone who is a long-time Pagan Town resident, is part of this community every year and throughout the year. This one invites you to come along and see places, connect with people, connect with experiences. So you join together with the guide. It is opening Sunday of Pagan Town. It is a time where the encampment is literally taking form as others arrive. They set up their tents, their trailers, their RVs, their vans, their gypsy wagons, their teepees, their yurts. The forms of habitat take a variety of different styles, sizes, and shapes. There are those whose homes are quite simple. There are those whose homes are quite elaborate. There are those who are camping and those who are glamping, glamping being the glamorous forms of communing with nature in tenting style. And as you move down the roads, you see people greeting each other. You see encampments, people forming different communities, different neighborhoods within the larger Pagan Town. You have arrived on the opening day, and you see off in the distance a blessing of Psyche's Grotto. In another place in the town, the blessing of the Crone's Temple of Wisdom. And as you look around, you notice that centers are taking form and being blessed by a variety of people. It not only is a place with neighborhoods where people dwell, there are a variety of different centers. You move past safety, medical, first aid, the guardians of the sacred circle, who are there to watch over this wonderful Pagan Town. And down the road, you connect with the info center, and you see people checking in and getting spirit bags, program books, information to guide them in their Pagan Town experience. You join the line, you are in the line, you move through the line, and you get your own beauteous amulet bag, known as a spirit bag. And it is multicolored, and inside are sacred herbs of mugwort and mint and yarrow and thyme, all harvested in a sacred way from sacred land, and a sacred stone of tiger's eye to connect you with the sun, to connect you with the sacred time of summer solstice when this pagan town comes into being. As you move through the line at the information center, you move now further into pagan town, and you notice that there is a great ritual circle and a sacred altar, a community altar, and people from the town are coming to the altar and placing things there. And those who are gathering in the ritual circle are making preparations for the evening ritual that will begin shortly. You continue your moving around the pagan town, and you hear off into the distance a herald calling, and you hear that there is going to be a circle of remembrance, and you move to the place where other members of the pagan town community are gathering. This is a sacred circle for remembering those who have been part of pagan town in the past, but who have now crossed over to the land of the ancestors. You join together in a circle of remembrance. Individuals come forth and speak the names of those who've crossed over in the past year. You see those smiling as they remember wonderful experiences. You see the shedding of tears for those who mourn no longer being able to be with these loved ones. And all now join hands in a circle and invite those who are now in that other world to join in spirit, and they do. And around the circle of humans, incarnate, pagan town, residents, you see a glow of shades, of lights, of those who have gone before, of ancestors and other sacred beings joining together to honor the love that goes beyond incarnation. The herald off in the distance calls again, and this time it is to join together at the first pagan town meeting. And you go, and hundreds of people gather together. And as all join together, there's music, there is mirth. There are announcements, there's sharing. And then there is a roll call. The names of different states in the USA are called out, and those who are from those places rise up, and you see people from all across the USA are present, and people from other countries are present as well. And there is a great celebration, there is a great rejoicing, as those residents of Pagan Town have come together to meet each other face to face in this town that rises up every year in the physical reality and connect. And the sun is starting to set, and the word is out that our opening ceremony is about to begin. And you hasten to a path with others, and someone gives you a candle in a jar. This is your candle lantern, and you join the procession with hundreds of pagans in ritual garb of many colors and many styles, all headed into a long spiraling procession, going into the grand ritual circle, circle of light spiraling in, the sound of drums, the sound of voices, the sound of rhythms. The quarters are called, the divine is honored, the sacred fire is kindled, solstice time is acknowledged. The ancestors are respected, and great drumming and dancing begins around the sacred fire. Sparkling lights, the magic, a pagan town, fully come back to life. And you continue on into the evening, and a bard is singing and telling tales, and you enjoy the magic. And in the wee hours of the morning, drumming and dancing continues around the sacred fire. You are there. You go between the worlds. In this vortex that connects not only with all the other sacred bonfire dancing and drumming experiences of this pagan town, but with solstice celebrations happening the world over. Summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, winter solstice time in the southern. You experience yourself as part of a global tribe that goes through time and space, across national boundaries, across cultures, across faith traditions. You celebrate. And as you move from the circle, you see that a magical tent, home, has appeared for you, and you enter in, and a bed has been set up, and you lay down and dream, going to sleep with the sounds of drums and chanting. And in the morning you rise up, you greet the sun in the distance at the warrior spirit circle. You hear the sounds of reveille. You know the pagan warriors have arisen, are connecting. And you move about the town and you see pagans doing yoga and greeting the morning. And as mid-morning comes about, you join together with others who are part of the pagan town in the morning town meeting. And there's music, there's laughter, there's information, there's stories, there's surprises. The community connects, the community exchanges support, ideas, and news of the day. Lunchtime has come. And you realize that there's a variety of different possibilities for you. Not only places to get some food, but things to do. And as you move around the town, you recognize that there are 10 different areas where instruction and events, happenings, discussions are happening. And in the afternoon, you select a workshop and you are there learning from one of the many teachers that are part of the pagan town. And at break, you move around the vendors and do a bit of pagan shopping. There are people who are creating crafts. There are people with goods and services from many different forms. And as later afternoon comes by, your opportunities to experience other things continue. And you recognize that the learning time is in the afternoon, and you sit, circle with another teacher, with others. You're part of a discussion. And as you look around that circle, you see people of different skin tones, of different accents, of different garbs, of different ages, joined together by the common pagan spirit, joined together by the vision of finding ways to be in harmony not only with other pagans and humans of other paths, but with the greater circle of the natural world. The evening's coming on. You get a tasty dinner at one of the encampments you've been invited in. And you know the evening activities are soon to begin. There's a great potluck feast now being set, and the appetizers you had now stimulate your appetite, and you go to the Zodiac potluck feast, and you sit with others of your sun sign. And you get to connect with those of many different paths. Hundreds of dishes for all kinds of dietary preferences. You feast, you revel, you celebrate. And now the time has come for an evening concert. You hear singing and exuberant drumming. There's fire spinning. There is community chanting. The concert gets everyone up on their feet, and they're exuberantly dancing. It is fun. It is joyful. And you continue on into the night, and you are drawn to the grand ritual circle for the tribal dance and drum. And groups of people in the community are calling the quarters in amazing ways, calling the elemental forces, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit. And figures, mass figures, costume figures, goddess and god, appear around the sacred fire, and a chase and a dance. God and goddess connect the community of participants, celebrate, express great joy, and the drumming continues exuberantly with hundreds of dancers around the blazing bonfire, and off to the side, people spinning fire in multiple ways. A feast for the eyes, a feast for the spirit. And in the distance, even more music you hear. But it's time to get some more rest. And you return to your tent and relax. And as you wake in the morning, you go about another wonderful pattern, connecting with the community at the morning meeting, having delightful midday activities. It is Tuesday at the gathering, and you find yourself sitting circle with pagan scholars, professors at universities and colleges, grad students, undergraduate students, independent researchers, those who love learning, those who are researching, those who are part of the emerging field of pagan studies. Reports are shared, news, ideas, discourse. And the Herald off in the distance announces the first round of afternoon training sessions, workshops, and you're off for an afternoon of further study. And as the workshop time concludes, you find yourself this time not only grabbing a bit of dinner at a camp that's invited you in, but you're headed to a ham fasting, a pagan wedding in the village. There is singing. There is an archway. There is an exchanging of vows for the young couple. And the priestess joins their hands together with a magical cord. And then, after that blessing and presenting the couple with the cord, an honoring of the sacred forces, the couple jumps the broom. And the wedding, the hand fasting, the joining is complete. There is another concert starting to happen within the pagan town. And you are there. You are singing voices in a pagan choir, joining and uplifting the spirit. And in the distance, the rite of passage into young manhood is beginning as the young men who are coming of age into adulthood go off into the woods of this pagan town for their night experience. And in another part of pagan town, people are gathering for the sacred fire circle. A sacred fire circle in the middle of the night going until the dawn. Transformation, dancing and chanting, expressing, healing, transforming. A shamanic experience. You join them. You are up all night. And you come to rest as the sun rises. You catch a few hours of sleep, and the day begins. You connect with the meeting. You connect with a concert at midday. And more education, more networking in the afternoon. And this time you find yourself moving around the pagan town, hanging out with people in their encampments. This is Wednesday night, and it's time for the women's ritual and the men's ritual. You go to the ritual that you are to be part of. And then as ritual concludes, the time of connection happens and the men and the women join together and celebrate unity. And a wonderful, magical musician is sharing music. And off in the distance, you see the glow of a magical candlelight labyrinth. Solstice is drawing near. Every night, every day is a celebration of the solstice time. But the labyrinth now calls you, and you journey forth into a huge 1,000-candle labyrinth. You stand before the gateway to this labyrinth in silence. You begin your journey, shedding aspects of yourself that have been restricting you, holding you back, letting them go, dispelling concerns, moving to the center, joining the center, being at the center, and a sacred fire there. The solstice sun, the community fire, it's before you, it's within you, it transforms you. Beyond words. And as you journey forth from the labyrinth, the wisdom, the teachings, the guidance that has come forth within you, it swirls in your thoughts now. You move from the labyrinth and you carry that into your life in this pagan town and into your daily life. You journey back to your encampment and rest. And as the sun rises and morning comes on, you connect with others in the morning meeting and go about your lunchtime experiences. This time, you're there for the rite of passage into young womanhood. Men and women of all ages are there to support the young women in their journey into adulthood. They burn a symbol of childhood in the sacred fire. Family and friends, guardians, acknowledge their journey. They acknowledge their journey, their passage. And the community as a whole celebrates this passage. A circle of maidens, the part of life now leaving. A circle of mothers, the time now moving. Those women who cycle. The circle of crones, the circle of men. The whole circle of community celebrating their passage. The afternoon, more learning, more sharing, and now moving into the Thursday evening journey, learning about paganism around the world and a grand gathering at the main stage. Taking part in a heathen symbol. Joining in the community magical gift exchange. Joining in more music. And then some ritual theater. And in the distance, the sound of the sacred hunt, where some of those in the pagan town, the hunt they do, the villagers who support them, the community that is present, the drummers, the energy. The hunt is for finding a dynamic within self to transform and to emerge renewed. And as drumming of the sacred hut continues, you go to the big bonfire circle area, and drumming is happening there too, and music off in another part of the town. You are swept away with the beauty and the joy. You journey now, getting some sleep once again at your encampment. And as in other days you rise up, you connect with others at the morning meeting with music and news and views and surprises. And this morning you celebrate also the solstice sun. In a solstice morning ritual, those from different traditions calling the sun by different sacred names, in different languages, invocations, chants, readings, prayers, an honoring of the sacred sun, and a blessing for peace on planet Earth. More learning in the afternoon, and some shopping, and a trip down to the pond, for in Pagan Town is a wonderful pond. You relax with others, feeling the blessing of this warm, natural water. Well, it is Friday evening in Pagan Town, and the performing arts show is about to begin. You join that, a variety of talent, dancers, poets, singers, musicians, storytellers, bardic magic. And in the distance, the crones are croning other crones. And in the distance, there are people getting ready for the revelry known as Pan's Ball. And there's music, there's concert, there's a ritual at the beach. The whole pagan town has come alive. And at this circle of those who celebrate without alcohol has gathered and are exchanging chocolate. And the tweens are having a party in the tween center, the teens in the teen center. Everyone is together and celebrating the evening, and you journey into Pan's Ball, and much dancing and gyration and much music and a starry sky. It is fun. It is night. You catch a bit of sleep, and the day begins. It's the last full day of Pagan Town. It is Saturday, and you journey forth to the morning meeting, to more learning in the afternoon, passing by ministers doing training, leadership training, passing by children who are learning from elders, passing by teens and tweens and those of many ages, all getting another wonderful sampling of wisdom, of knowledge, of community interaction. The time is coming in the evening for the main community rite. You deck yourself out in a beautiful ritual outfit, and you join the hundreds that are gathering in the large ritual circle. The smell of roses is in the air. You are there. There's music. There's magic. There's words. There's community connections. There's drumming. There's silence. The magic is woven. 1,000 pagans join together in celebration of solstice, in celebration of paganism, in celebration of the interconnectedness, not only with each other, but the greater circle of nature. And the celebration goes into the night. You get some sleep, you rise up, and you start seeing mist around you as the morning comes on. And you recognize that Pagan Town is starting to shift again from the physical plane reality into the imaginal realm. There's a closing ceremony. Farewells, blessings for safe journey, a taking down of the wards by the guardians, a giving thanks to each other. And as Pagan Town starts shifting into the other world for 51 weeks of the year, you carry with you an understanding and experience of the Pagan Spirit Gathering community. What it's like to live in a totally pagan created town, a pagan run town, a pagan town where everyone shares and helps with the running of the town, its creation, its manifestation, and its return to the imaginal realm. You're part of the group of people who are helping to take down the Pagan Town. Tents away, supplies and trucks and vans and cars, and as the town shifts from being in a physical reality, you help with that process, but you carry with you your memories of this journey, of this place, as you find your way now to your vehicle and join the others as you move through the magical threshold and journey back through time and space to your own home area, carrying with you the magic of Pagan Town, knowing that your experience with Pagan Spirit Gathering, with this community, with this town, with this sacred place, is there throughout the year to connect you with the wisdom that we are part of a great people that has existed since ancient times, that is in the eternal now, that is part of our future. Pagan Town, Pagan Town, Pagan Town, and the pagan spirit that we've called, and the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit, the divine is goddess and God, the divine is one and as many, paganism in many forms, the north, the east, the south, the west, that which is above, beneath, in center, and around, the spirit. We give thanks to those sacred forms as we move from our Pagan Town journey into our day-to-day life. May our experiences of our journey to Pagan Town guide us in our own work, and whether we physically connect with this pagan town or not, know that through the imaginal realm in the astral plane, we can be part of that community. And we can be part of shaping the community for decades and eons to come. Blessed be. Aho. Ashe. Namaste. Amen. Shalom. So mote it be. And now we shift our journey from this pagan town into our final part of our evening. And I invite David and Jeanette Ewing, who have been part of Pagan Town in spirit and in body with me and others from Circle Sanctuary, who help bring about this Pagan Town every year. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Well, we think about the Pagan Town that is the Pagan Spirit Gathering. You certainly have been part of that town for over the years, and I'm wondering, any impressions, any sharings about what it's like to actually join with other pagans from all over the U.S. and from other parts of the world, from all sorts of different paths, and to actually create this place together?
Well, this is Dave here. One thing that came to mind as you were talking about the pagan town and joining it, and we were thinking about it and how, you know, there's around over 1,000 people in this town, typically. And that's larger than my hometown was when I left off to join the Navy. That just kind of struck me as we were talking about this, about how there are more people at Pagan Spirit Gathering at that town that happens for a week than there were in my hometown.
Well, yes, and you know, that's a good point, because our Pagan Town has had a number of different locations. It was in Wisconsin for a number of years. It was in Ohio, and it was in Missouri, and now it's in northern Illinois, about an hour's drive west of Chicago. And in many of those rural areas, we're larger than the local towns.
That's true.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure how big Earlville, which is just, you know, it's right nearby, but
that's
Earlville,
right,
is really small too, although it may be a little bit larger. But it's an interesting concept to think about, that you have 1,000 people coming together for an 8-day period to connect and share experiences and like minds and just information, knowledge, and just connecting.
Right.
You know, that sort of experience is, it's unique, you know?
Well, and, you know, we have the guardians who are our security and safety people, and they do a very good job of not only making sure that folks within the pagan town are doing okay if there's a medical emergency, they help with that. Certainly part of their job, too, is to reinforce those who do the gate duty, and so that those who really aren't meant to be at pagan town are not coming in. But really, most of their work has really been watching over the community. And a number of years ago at one of our pagan spirit gatherings in this pagan town, I heard someone say, you know, this is really one of the safest places I've ever been in. And when you think about some of the towns and the cities and metropolitan areas where, you know, you really have to watch certain places where you go, well, one of the great things about this particular PSG Pagan Town is that it's pretty safe to go wherever. And people watch out for each other. And that's pretty unique. And to have a sense where you can totally be yourself, open as a pagan, whether you are open as a pagan in your town or city or not, or if you're in a rural area, you know, how out are you? Many people aren't completely out where they live. They're selectively out. Some people, such as myself, very much out. But in Pagan Town, you can be totally out. You can be yourself. You can use your birth name, your legal name. You can do a spiritual name. There's a great freedom in totally being yourself within a cultural environment.
Good point. You know, and it's true. And, I mean, it's really reinforced when you pull into the gate, when you do arrive at Pagan Spirit Gathering, and you know, there's some happy, smiley faces there to greet you as you pull in and check your ID and make sure you're registered and make sure that you are where you're supposed to be. And most of us, pretty much, you know, all of us who show up there are supposed to be there. But, you know, that is the sentiment that it struck us the first time we arrived, you know, that the response, you know, the first thing you hear is, welcome home. And there are a lot of people that do a lot of work to really make it feel like you're among family, and in a safe, in that safe environment from the very beginning, as soon as you arrive. It's welcome home, and there's smiles and hugs, and, you know, if you need anything and stuff, and there's the community service that people do. You know, it's a very special and unique environment, you know, that we really enjoy. And the bell, you know, the first timer bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the pagan community, in the greater pagan community, it has become such an important thing because there's still so much discrimination. There's still so much misunderstanding, and to make their lives easier, or frankly, for safety purposes, some people have to make the decision to not be as out or not be out at all, which is a sad thing in 2013, but they can go to a place like this, they can call it a church retreat, they can leave all of that behind and be spiritually free and unfettered to explore their spirituality and be with people that do not judge you at all. And that is a really liberating thing for people.
And I agree.
But there's so much why it works because of that.
Yes, and while I didn't include it in the meditation, certainly one of the reasons that Pagan Town works the way it does is there are basic guidelines that people have to agree to, and really some common sense guidelines, respect the environment, respect other humans, and be honest and do your service. And there are some basic guidelines for taking part in the gathering, and people agree to those guidelines as part of their registration. It is a gathering that's unique amongst various pagan festivals in that you actually have to pre-register. We started out that way, and we've continued that. We are now 33 years old as a pagan town. It once was called a pagan village, but once we got over 600 people, we started calling it a pagan town because we started getting neighborhoods and it was kind of beyond the village. We actually were
Have neighborhoods, don't we?
Yeah, well, and that's it. You know, there's Alchemy Camp. There's going to be Crone's Camp this year. We've got the Rainbow Camp for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer folk. There are in friends and supporters, and there's Gnome Camp. We have just a whole lot of different encampments, and there's a chant camp, I've heard, in the works for this year. So there's just a lot of different things that are happening, and I have the sense that it would be good to do a guided journey, not only for those who haven't been to PSG before that are planning on coming this year, you give them a bit of a taste of what it's like, but it's also a way for listeners to Circle Craft Study to be able to join us this year, even if you are not physically able to come. In fact, the rituals, some of the rituals I mentioned and everything, they came right out of the program book this year in terms of when they're sequenced. Many of those things I've mentioned happen during the course of the gathering every year, but they might be on different nights. Well, I am very thankful to both of you, Jeanette and David, for being not only part of this show, but being part of Pagan Town and your support for that. And I see from the clock we're now moving into announcements and the conclusion of our show this week. So I invite those who have listened tonight or are listening later, if you really are interested in actually physically going to Pagan Spirit Gathering, we're now in extended registration through June 10th. So if you're really interested in coming, go to www.circlesanctuary.org/PSG. We are doing online registration in the extended registration period, but you have to do it by 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday, June 10th, if you want to join us. And I also invite our listeners to come to another magical place, Chrysalis Moon, another pagan festival, and we'll have more about that in a few moments. I invite you to tune in to Pagan Warrior Radio tomorrow night. David and Jeanette and Pamela Kelly are part of that Circle Sanctuary-sponsored podcast every week. And so what do you all have for tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night we're talking about Circle Sanctuary and all the activities that it has to offer and services, and we'll be joined by Reverend Dave Sassman and by Patrick McCullum, who has done a lot of work on in the international pagan community and has really represented the pagans worldwide very well. And he's also been very active in a number of Circle-related activities. And Florence.
Who's the editor of Circle Magazine?
Yes, and
that's
there's
right.
A whole bunch of other stuff.
And
yeah.
She's like Wonder Woman there, it sounds like, you know, with the magazine and the annual reports and all kinds of other stuff. You know, she's a fairly busy bee, and she keeps us updated on the bird activities at Circle. So she'll be joining, the three of them will be joining us tomorrow night on Pagan Warrior Radio as we talk about, you know, Circle Sanctuary. We talk about the military ministry stuff quite a bit. We've talked about PSG, but we haven't really talked a lot about what else Circle does. So tomorrow night will be a good chance for that kind of discussion.
Yeah, and next week I'm going to do my guide to pagan festival life. I've given you a sampling of Pagan Town and the Pagan Spirit Gathering, but there's a lot of different types of festivals out there. I'm going to talk about different types of festivals and how to get the most out of the different types. So stay tuned to Circle Craft Study next week.
And in keeping with the Pagan Spirit Gathering spirit, we're going to close tonight's episode of this encore presentation from 2013, where Selena talked about the Pagan Town. We're going to close with a recording from one of the first Pagan Spirit Gathering gatherings, where they had a celebration in a cave in Wisconsin, the cave ritual they called it, and they had a chant called Returning to the Ancient Ways, and this is a shortened version of that chant from one of the first Pagan Spirit Gatherings. Blessed be. and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.